Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi Maseches Baba Kama Daf Lamed Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, five lines off the bottom. Says the Mishnah: Ze b'chavisoi v'ze b'karosoi. Two people walking down the road, each one holding an item. This one a barrel, this one a beam, and they collide with each other. And what happens? Nishbara kadoi shalze, b'karosoi shalze. This fellow's container breaks upon impact with the other fellow's beam. Is he responsible? No, potter. Why? Because they both have right of way, full access to this street. Shelazer rishus lahalich. Well, lazer rishus lahalich. They both have a full right to travel on the road. But let's say they're walking one behind the other. Hayer baal akayra rishon. The fellow holding the kayra is up ahead. Ubaal chavis achron. The fellow with the barrel behind. So in this case, if he collided with the fellow going forward, so the chavis now broke upon impact with the kaira, pata bala kaira, the fellow with the beam is totally absolved. Not my fault. What are you doing? You know, bumping into me. But if the fellow walking ahead with the kaira suddenly stops and he's standing in the street, and that facilitated this collision, so then he's chayev, because what are you doing standing in the street? No standing zone. But if you forewarned the fellow behind, say, hey, 1 second, stop, he put on his hazard lights, if he told the fellow behind, hey, 1 second, stand, I'm waiting, potter. In this case, he's potter. The same halacha in the reverse. If the chavis is first and the kaira is behind, but now it goes the other way around. Hoya baal chavis rishon, baal kaira achron. The chavis is going forward, the kaira behind. Nishbaro chavis b'kaira, chayav. So if somehow the kaira went smashing into the chavis, which is up ahead, the baal kaira is chayav. But vim amad baal chavis potter. If the baal chavis suddenly made a short stop and the kaira came smashing into him, he's potter. But if you forewarn the Baal Kaira, 1 second, I'm stuck, hold on, stop. And then he comes crashing into him, chayev, he has to pay. So basically it's the same idea, just in the reverse. The same exact formula would apply to two individuals traveling. This one was a candle, this one was flammable material like flax, and they collided, they ignited. So the same idea would apply, it depends whose fault it is. What if he harmed his wife during marital relations? Is he responsible or not? Since he's allowed to, so that in itself is reason for exemption. Or perhaps he should have paid closer attention, be more gentle when he interacted with her physically. So he responded, we have a Mishnah that says it's okay, you're not chayiv. Two people on the street, both fully permitted to walk the streets, and therefore they're potter if any damage occurs by a collision. Here as well, the activity is permissible, and therefore there's no liability. Amar Rava, if anything, the opposite. Kal v'chomer, we can use a kal v'chomer to hold the husband liable. Umay yar, yar is the forest, the classic case of the halacha of galus. A person kills somebody unintentionally, b'shoigig. He goes, you know, to the Ir Miklat, to those cities of refuge. He goes to the galus, and the classic story is Yar, because that's the case in the pasuk. He encountered him in a public area, in a forest. So, my Yar, shalazeh lushus anichnas, v'zeh lushus anichnas, where each fellow, Reuven, who killed Shimon, and Shimon, who was killed by Reuven, both went in there with full permission. We sort of considered as though Reuven walked into Shimon's property and killed him. Right? The fact is, we hold him responsible. It's as though he encroached on Shimon's property, even though he didn't really. Certainly, in this case, with the man and wife, he went into the other person's domain. Loi Koshkin, of course, he should be held responsible for any harm or damage. No. So that's a strong kasha. Ela Haktani. What about the Mishnah? We had a raya from the Mishnah. Both people on the street are there with, you know, full permission, and therefore they're potter for any collision or damage. So why would that be different than the case of Tashin Shamita, where you're suggesting that he's chayav for any harm caused to his wife? Well, big difference. Hasam tarvayu kadadininu. In the case of the street, they're both sort of on equal footing. They're both walking down the street. They're both doing a maisa. They're walking and there's a collision. Nobody's at fault. Hacha iu kavod mas hiloi. As opposed to the story of the husband and wife, he's the one actually doing the act, so he's responsible. She's just being passive, so he's the one that's considered the perpetrator. What do you mean? With respect to man-woman relations, there's no contribution on the part of the isha. Hiloi, she's not considered taking part in the act. But Oksiva the pasuk regarding arayos, improper interaction, says Voksiv Nichrasu on a fashas ha'isois mikerav amon. Both the man and the woman get cursed because they're both involved. Well, says the Gemara, to a certain extent they're involved. Hano regarding benefit, Tavai Yisrael, they're both experiencing it. Iu Masu the covenant, in terms of the actual physical act, he's the one doing it. And therefore there's no, you know, you can't compare it to the case of the Mishnah, where they're both equally active and therefore they're both equally put. Continues the Gemara. Hayabal Karishan Vahul. Amr Rish Lakish. Here comes that famous halacha in the name of Rish Lakish. They parth Bishisarabim, two animals in the street, right? Two cows. Achas Ravutzav, Achas Malechas. One happens to sit down for a rest, right? In a no stopping zone, Bahas Malechas, the other fellow, the other cow is walking along. Bata Mahalechas Bravutza. So the one who was walking happened to give a kick to the one that's crouching. Ptura. She's not liable for any damages because you have no right sitting in the street. But Revutza b'malechas chayevus. The one Revutza, the one was crouching, strikes the one that's walking by, she is chayev. That's Rish Lakish is chiddush. Leima b'sayele, perhaps we can prove this point from our Mishnah, which says, Hayeh b'al kaira rishon, u'b'al chavis achar. The kaira is first, the chavis is behind. This broke chavis b'kaira pater. And the chavis goes crashing into the kaira ahead. Pater, the b'al kaira is pater, not responsible. Vim amad b'al kaira chayev. But if the kaira suddenly stops him over the street, and the chavis comes crashing in from behind, he's chayev. Now, v'ha'cha t'kiravutza b'malachas dami, uktani chayev. This is a very similar example to the para, who's crouching, striking at the para walking by. The kara who decided to stop, wrecked the chavis who came from behind. Uktani chayev. What does Mishnah say? The fellow who stood still in the street is chayev. That's a raya to Rish Lakish. V'tisper, how can you suggest that this is a raya? Hasayi baya? Is this really a raya? How can you suggest a raya from this Mishnah? Lo yis mistayi de la misayi. Not only isn't it going to prove anything to Rish Lakish, ela mikshon amikashi. It's actually a kash on Rish Lakish. Isn't it? We can make a dig from the Mishnah which will sort of oppose Rish Lakish. Ta'ama de bata. Because Rish Lakish says, look, the para on the floor kicks the para walking by, is chayim. Ho hus gama mele pata. Apparently Rish Lakish will agree that if the crouched animal isn't doing an active act of vandalism, he's just sitting there and just in a passive state, and the one walking, you know, by trips over him, he's potter. Ho, if it happens, you know, just on its own, potter. That would seem to be the case from Rish Lakish. Only if you hit him, but if he's just being passive, but the Mishnah seems to indicate that there's no difference. Even being passively negligent is liable. That's the case of the Mishnah. The Baal Kura is up ahead. He stands still. Shortstop. He didn't actually actively hit anybody. Uktani Chayv, what does Mishnah say? He's fully responsible for the fellow who crashed him from behind. So that's a kasha. If anything, it's a kasha on Rish Lakish, who seems to hold that he's potter in this case. Well, Mastisin the Paskal Urcha Keshalda. The Mishnah is a different case because here we're speaking that the Paskal Urcha, when he stopped with his big beam. His big beam, you know, ran all across the street. It sort of obstructed the entire lane, entire highway. Kishalda, like a dead animal. So here, even standing still passively creates a hazard, and makes you fully responsible. Hocha could go into rubber b'chadgisa, as opposed to Rish Lakish, where the animal crouched on one side of the lane. So the other one should have, you know, bypassed him, should have bumped into him. So if he's just sitting there passively, he's not responsible for somebody bumping into him. He shouldn't have bumped into me. It's only if he actually struck out at the, you know, animal walking by, then he's chayiv. But in the case of the Mishnah, all would agree that even in his passive state, he's considered a masik because he's obstructing the entire highway. No way to go. Says the Gemara, "Safer the masis and sayeli the Rish Lakish." Actually, if we take a look at the next part of the Mishnah, we have a right to Rish Lakish. The Ketani, it says like this: "Haya baal chavis rish baal koyer achar." The chavis is up ahead. The koyer is from behind. Nishbar chavis b'koyer chayov. So the chavis was hit from behind by the koyer. So the baal koyer is chayev for the damage. V'im amad baal chavis. But if the chavis decided to make a short stop, potter. So the baal koyer coming behind is potter. What's this case comparable to? It's like the animal walking by, striking at the animal standing still. And Rish Lakish says that he's potter, because what are you doing sitting in the street, right? So here as well, we have a situation where the chavis up ahead short stopped, and therefore the balkur hitting him from behind is not chayv. That's a right to Rish Lakish. Uktani pot. So as the Gemara, perhaps it's not a raya because masnisin dechi urche komaski. In the case of the Mishnah, both walking, you know, normally. Right? The Baal Kair coming from behind didn't actually do anything to hit the Baal Kair. He's just walking. So he's not to blame for that collision. Ha'acha, but where a cow is walking by and he sees another animal sitting by and decides to have fun and give him a kick. Perhaps it's different. Amar lay, the animal lying down sort of addressed the animal who struck him. Amar lay, nehid the islach reshus l'skuya lai. Sure, you have permission, full permission to walk over me. If I'm in your way, walk over me. Okay, but not to kick me. Totally different story. Levuuti bi l'islach reshus. Who gave permission to kick me? So perhaps in that case, you would be chayv. So there isn't necessarily a right from Rish Lakish, from the Mishnah to Rish Lakish. Okay, so bottom line is, we have people walking down the street. Typically, nobody's responsible unless somebody made a short stop, failed to warn, etc., etc. We had a shaila of Tashmish Shamita. We thought we had a raya, which didn't really pan out. And we have Chiddush of Rish Lakish. And we thought we had some raya in the Mishnah, which didn't pan out. Continues the next Mishnah. Shnayim shoyim ma'alch mishas harab. Reuben and Shimon are walking down the road. Echad rots v'echad mahalech. Or you have one fellow running, the other one walking. Oishayu shneim rots, but they're both running. In a frenzy, and they sort of trip each other and harm each other's name, turn them both potter. Even in the case where one is running, he's potter. Now that's a machlekes, masnis, now Mishnah. Is the loike Isi ben Yud is not following Isi Shita, which is the Sanya. We have a price. Isi ben Yud, I'm a rotz chayiv. Fellas running in the street, that's irresponsible. That's dangerous. Meshu Mishun, that's totally unacceptable. Right? So, if one fellow is just walking nonchalantly and the other fellow runs by and hits him, strikes him, and bumps him, he's chayiv. Umoid Isi, even Isi would agree in some cases that running isn't so terrible. Be'er Shabbos, be'er Shmashas. It's Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, everyone's ready, getting ready for Shabbos. Shu Patu, may Shu Ratz be'er Shuz, because he has full right to be frenzied and harried at that moment. So if he causes damage, we don't hold him accountable. Amar B'yechnon, halachak Isi ben Yudah. That's how we paskin. Unless it's Erev Shabbos and Hashmash, you have no excuse for running in the street. Is that so that Rabbi Yechon and Paskin is like Isi? Rabbi Yechon tells us elsewhere, halacha kistam mission, you meant to adopt any anonymous mission. And what does our mission say? Different than Isi. Even running, not so terrible. Tanan, echad rots, echad malach. A fellow's running. Or you show your shnei merosim with the bolts running down the street. Turim, if they cause damage, they're both potter. Well, says the Gemara, Masnissin be'er Shabbos and Hashmash. When the Mishnah Bayah says running is not so terrible. Again, we're speaking about the moments before Shabbos. And even Isi would agree in that case, the special dispensation. Mimai, how do you know the Mishnah is speaking about Erev Shabbos and Hashmash? There's no mention of that in the Mishnah. Let's take a closer look at the Mishnah. Midiktani, the Mishnah says, Are you sure Shneim Ratzim? They're both running, they collide. Peturim. Why even mention this case? It's so obvious. Hasu Lamali, why add this additional case? Hasht Echad Ratz Vechad Malach Pater. If even in the previous case, where one fellow is running, so he's the deviant, and still he's Pater. Shneim Ratzim Mibayit. Why even discuss where they're both running? Elohi Kamer, rather you have to reinterpret the Mishnah in a way which works with the Isi. We start with Echad Ratz Vechad Mahalach Pater. even when there's a single fellow running, and he strikes at the fellow walking at his leisure, he's potter. Pamed dvar mamurim. When is that correct? Only once a week. Berav Shabbos and Ashmashos. Ava b'chol, but during the weekday, there's no excuse for running. Echad rots, echad malach is chayiv. But another exception. Shneim rotsim. If they're both deviating, they're both running, then they're both accountable. Afilu b'chol pturin. Even if it's during the weekday, they're potter. I'm running, well, you're also running. And therefore, they're both equally responsible and they're both potter. So bottom line, all agree, Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, you're potter. All agree, if they're both running, the perpetrator and the victim both running, they're both potter. In the case where there is one fellow running and it's during the week, Mishnah says you're still potter, it's not so terrible. Whereas Isi holds, running, you're fully responsible. Omar Mar. Let's go back. All agree, if it's Erev Shabbos, busy preparing for Shabbos, you're running, you're coming, it's okay to do that. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean, Bereshus? Why is it acceptable to be in Har? Could Rabbi Chanina, told his Talmidim, come with me, go greet the Shabbos queen. Some had a different girsa, Shabbos Kala Malkasa. Rabbi Yanai Masat, if he would wrap himself with, adorn himself with royal clothing for Shabbos, V'koi, V'amar, get up and say, boy, kala. So, yeah, to get there in time for L'chadoidi, you got to be prepared in advance. So we understand time is tight, hours late, and people run and come and fro. So therefore, there's a heter at that moment. Continues the Mishnah. Hamavakeh b'shus rabim, v'izik b'shus ayachad. Okay, a fellow's chopping wood in the street. Not meant to do that. And a splinter, goes flying into somebody's private property and is massive. Or the other way. He's in private property, and the spindle flies into the street. Or he's standing in his backyard. And his splinter goes and flies into the next door neighbor's backyard. He's chayiv in all cases. And what's the point of mentioning all three cases? Each one has a chilish. We only discuss the case of cutting here and hitting in the street. Of course you're responsible. You should have been careful. There are people walking down the street. Well, let's say the other way. The reverse. He's in the street cutting, but it flew into the private fellow's backyard. It's not so common that people are there in the, in the landing zone. So perhaps in that case, we don't hold him responsible. Now, had we only discussed this case, where he chopped in the street and he struck in the Rishus HaYochad, I would say there he's responsible, because who gave you permission to cut wood in the street? So the launching pad is unauthorized. But in the reverse, if he cuts in the private area and he's striking in the Rishus HaRab, Rishus HaYochad, he had full right to chop in his private backyard. So perhaps in that case, we don't hold him accountable. That's why we mentioned all cases. Yep, in all cases, he's accountable. If we only discuss both these cases, I would say, yeah, for sure, I understand why he's chayiv. Each one has an element of guilt. In the situation where the spindle flew into the street, we should have been careful, expect the crowd to be there. And the other case where he cut in the street, because he had no rishus to cut there. So in both cases, an element of strong guilt. However, where he's cutting in this place, in his backyard, and it strikes in the other fellow's backyard, you have both elements are not there, right? First of all, it isn't the place where people are commonly found, in the landing area. And likewise, the initial, act that he did, the chop wood, it was fine. He had the right to do it in his backyard. So basically, both elements of guilt are non-existent. So perhaps in this case, it's potter tzricha. And that's why the Mishnah mentions in all three cases, yuchayev. Tanu Rabban, hanichnas lachanusa shel nagar, shel b'rishus. The person walks into a carpenter's store. Okay, his shop, without permission. He didn't know he was coming. He walks in. V'nitez abakas. And suddenly a woodchop, a splinter, comes flying, the tafcha pun of hits him in the face of Mason, he dies. Potter, carpenter's potter. In the safe of the Bryce, in the next case, we have a fellow who walks in with permission. He knew he was coming on an appointment. If this happens in this type of situation, then the carpenter's chayiv, should be careful.
My chayiv, what does that mean? He's chayiv. Amar Rabbi Shachanina, chayiv b'dal dvarim. He says he has to pay all those payments. He has to pay damages, pain, deductibles, etc. Because there is an element of negligence in the fact that he wasn't careful to protect his customers. But despite the fact that he killed him and he did it b'shogeg, golus does not apply. Why? Again, that's that classic example, yar, right? The forest, he killed in the forest, which triggers the golus process. This is similar to the yar. Why? It doesn't have the same elements as the yar. Yar, in the case of the forest, where Shimon walks into a forest, which is totally public property, and Reuben comes in with his axe and he's chopping away and he kills Shimon by mistake. So there, yar zel rishus anichnas, zel rishus anichnas. In terms of domain, Reuben walked into his domain, Shimon into his domain. It's a public area. As opposed to this customer, zel rishus chaver nichnas. Ultimately, he's walking into somebody else's domain. That's a totally different case, and therefore there's no golus. Okay, so that's the first opinion. Amar Rava, just the opposite. Kal vachomer, if anything, there's more reason for golus in this case. He's more responsible. He's more guilty. Ladata nichnas. Certainly in the case of the forest, where Reuben walked in ladaita, he didn't consult with Shimon. And Shimon walked in ladata, he didn't consult with Reuben. Still, who's responsible? Reuben is responsible. Killing Shimon b'shogeg, you gotta go to golus. We treat it as though, so to speak, he made an appointment with Reuven. Reuven knew about his coming. I mean to say that we hold him responsible for killing Shimon, despite the fact that there was no, prearrangement for his arrival. Certainly in this case, certainly in the case of the customer walking into the carpentry, place, ladas chaver nichnas. He had reshus, right, in the sefer. He had reshus. Lekoshkin, of course, he's guilty for killing him. B'shoigi, he should go to Golas. So why is he potter from Golas? Elam Rava, you're right. My potter megolas. When we say potter from Golas, it doesn't mean because he's not deserving of Golas. Golas is not a sufficient means to rectify what he did. It's so terrible. He was negligent. He was careless. So he's sagida begolas. Golas is not sufficient atonement for what this fellow did. That's exactly why Rabbi Shachanina says there's no golos. Technically it's a shoygi. He didn't actually, intentionally kill him. But it borders on mazid, on carelessness. So we know that by mazid, there's no golos. By shoygi, there is golos. What about shoygi karv lemazid? Sort of, in between. Says Rava, this is your case of shoygi karv lemazid. Because you knew the fellow was coming in. And therefore, there's no golus. Masiv Rava. We have a kash on this idea. Shoygi karv lemezid does not trigger golus. Hoysev le'ritzua achas umez. We have the emissary of Bezin who's striking, who's giving malchus. Instead of 24, he gave 25. Umez, and this poor guy died now. Harei zegoy al yodeh. The shliach has to go to golus. Why could he kill the person with shoygi? It's more than shoygi. V'ahacha de shoygi karv lemezid hu. It's not just plain shoygi. He was negligent. He should have realized the ma'isi in shibachad ritzua, a person can get killed by getting struck one more time. He's just, at the threshold, one more does it. What do we just say? Goes to ghosts, even though there's an element, a very strong element of negligence. No, that's not the case. The toy b'minyana. He didn't just, strike for no reason. He made a mistake. He was counting, supposed to give a prearranged number of lashes, and he overdid it. He just simply stumbled on the numbers. So Rav sort of struck Rav Simi, a little tapped him with his sandal, like it's a joking way. Amar Lei said, what kind of answer is that? Mistake with numbers in the Bezin. This is a very official, formal procedure. Everybody's involved. Everybody's, paying attention. Atu, who money? You think the shliach is just making his own count? In which case, he can make mistakes. But Tani, Rav Abraya, that's a whole process. Godol Shabbatayon and Kaira, the head judge, he calls out the psukim. Vasheini Moine, the other judge, counts. Vashlishi Oimer, Hakeyu, and the third judge says, strike. So each number is a whole procedure. Elam Rav Simi Marado, I'll tell you what happened. The Tod Dayana Gufe. The Dayan simply miscalculated. He mistook the numbers, and that's what happened. So there's no issue of of Karev Lameis, and on account of the Shneich Mez, the Dayan made the mistake. Meis, here comes another kash. Hazorik is Evelyn Shusarabim, Vaharak. Harez a Goyle. So a person, you know, carelessly takes a stone, throws it into the street, and he killed somebody, Bishoyge, he lost the Golos. Now, this is your classic example of Karev Lameis. It's not just a mistake. He was negligent. He was careless. Va'achad Shoyge, Karev Lameis. He should have known good and well that there are people walking down the street. What does the Brisa say? You go to Golos. Omar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak. No, there's no element of mezid b'seisur skesali. He was just demolishing his wall. He didn't actually take a stone and throw it into the street. Well, he by leyuni should have still paid attention, put a fence around b'seisur by light. It was at night. Well, b'light at nami at night as well. He by leyuni should have looked around to see if there were people around. B'seisur skesali b'yom la ashba. What happened was he demolished his wall into an ashba, place, you know, like a garbage dump where people tend to their needs. It's not a commonly frequented place. Well, one second. Hay ashba yichadami. What type of ashba is it? Either shechichi rabim, there are people roaming around the mezidu. Again, it's negligence. Vilo shechichi rabim, there are no people commonly found. Honestly, then it's an accident. What do you want from me? There's no golas by oynes. Omra pap. Like tzricha must be speaking elaba ashba. Ha'asuyo lifonis balayla. It's a place where people tend to their needs, the outhouses, at night. But during the day, there are no people doing that. Sometimes you find a person, you know, comes there. So, unlucky to him, he was struck by this wall being demolished because the demolisher had no clue that there was somebody there, somebody sitting there. Mazed layavi, you can't consider it a mazed. Because typically people don't come tend to their needs during daytime. So he's not expecting anybody present. Onos namaliyavi. On the other hand, you can't consider an anus. You can't fully absolve him. No, ikud the mikriyasa, because at times people do come by day. So it's sort of like a gray situation. Therefore, he goes to Golos. But it's not a curve lemez, and therefore it's not a kashan rum. Okay, so according to this version of the Gemara, we have the Braisa, a fellow entered the chanuse shel nagor, the carpenter's shop. He was struck by a thing, he died. In the Reisha, we have he went in there without permission. In the Seifa, we have he went in with permission. And on that, we have Rabbi Yisrael Chanin, who says there's no golos. We had, you know, the explanations why. Now, Rav Papa Mishmei Rava Masna Reisha. According to this version, it goes on to the first part of the other Brisa, where he went in without rishus, and he was killed. Hanichans chanusa shel nagor shaloi bereshus v'nitzas alei bakas. He was struck by this flying, you know, splinter v'tav chalav ponav umeis potter, the carpenter's potter. On this we have the halacha on Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, he's potter from golos. Chayiv b'advarim, although he has to make those payments, but golos is no golos, so potter megolos. Okay, end of story. Now, man the masna sefer. The more I'll explain now, the one that learned that applied this halach on this second part of the brisa, meaning the first, you know, version of the Gemara, that in case number two, where he entered with permission, we say there's no golos, koshken arisha. Certainly in the ratio, he entered without permission. Certainly, there's more reason to absolve the carpenter. Or man the masna arisha. However, according to the next version, the most recent version, that the ptur of golos applies to the ratio where he went in without permission. So there we say the carpenter is potter. Avala safe, but perhaps we can make a diuk that only the ratio works, but in the safe, it would change. Avala safe, kiva de brishus, chayiv golos. Since he went with permission, the fellow should have paid attention, should have expected him, and he goes to golos. Asks the Gemara, mi chayiv golos? Really, is golos in this case? Batanya, the Raisa says, regarding a blacksmith shop, hanichans chanusa shel nafbach. He walks into a blacksmith's, you know, shop. Vinitz is a this time, instead of being wood, it's these sparks flying. V'tavchala poner hits him in his face. Umeis, and he dies potter. The blacksmith is potter. Even if he had permission, it was a pre-appointed entry. So why would it be potter in this case? Right? According to you, that if he was nichnas berishus, he's chayiv golos. So why is he potter in the case of the blacksmith? Well, here it's an exceptional case. Hachamai Skinon was speaking that he wasn't just a plain customer; he was a student. Beshulia denafch. He was a student studying by this blacksmith. and therefore the blacksmith is potter for striking at him. What do you mean? Just because he's a student, you can kill him? Surely the nafchi lemiktol akoy is meant to die? What do you mean? Ksharabi mesar velotzis. Benyites? Yeah, because the teacher here is trying to get him out and he's refusing, so. Ubishim the rabbi mesar velotzis lemiktol akoy? What do you mean? Just because he's meant to leave, he has a right to kill him? Because sabar yotzi, he thought he left. He told him, get out, right? And he says, okay, he must have listened if he's my student. So he didn't expect him to be there anymore. Well, yachi acharnami, so then why specifically a student? Any person walks into the blacksmith's shop and is ordered to leave, the blacksmith naturally expects him to leave. He doesn't expect him to be there anymore. When he continues with his, you know, says, well, no, acher, regarding a stranger, that's different. Lesli imasa de rabbi. He has no fear. He's not awed. He's not intimidated by the by any master. So just because he told him to leave, doesn't mean he left. Hi, Islam to the rabbi, but the student who has this natural, you know, fear of his master. So, you know, being ordered to leave, you know, the master's wish is his command. He should have left. He expected him to leave, and therefore he no longer expected him to be there when he was banging away, and therefore he's totally absolved from any chiv of gullus, even if the Talmud, if the student died as a consequence of his work there, of the sparks flying. Okay, let's just recap today's daf. We had the first Mishnah, a bala chavetz with a bala kairo collided. Who's chayiv? All depends whose fault it is. We have Rish Lakish's halacha, two animals in the street. The one that's Mishan is Ruchayiv. We have the fellows walking along and there was damage done. So according to the Mishnah, even if there's a fellow running, we don't consider that to be a reason to obligate him and hold him liable for any damages that happened to the other pedestrians. Whereas according to Isa ben Yehuda, running is out of the ordinary. It's Mishana, it's Mishuna. You're fully responsible, except it's Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashes, or if they're both running, in which case they're both equally responsible. We have the Mishnah with the fellow chopping wood, wherever it strikes, he's chayev. We have the Braisa of the customer walking into the carpenter shop, or the fellow walking into the blacksmith shop, and we discussed why he would be potter from Golas. There are several reasons, and the interesting chiddush here with the student that typically the boss wouldn't expect his customer to leave at moment's notice, but when it comes to a Talmud, he assumed that he complied, he's no longer there, and therefore, even if he was aware of his presence, but now he no longer thinks he's there, and therefore he wasn't careful, and even if there was a misa, there's no chiv kolos. All the best to you, and atzlacha rabbah.